At 8:52 p.m. on July 11, 2015, the most watched prisoner in Mexico walked behind his shower wall and never came out. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was the head of the Sinaloa cartel and the most powerful drug trafficker in the world. He sat inside Altiplano, a federal maximum security prison built specifically to be escape-proof. Cell 20, around-the-clock camera, one blind spot, a low wall around the toilet and shower, just tall enough to give an inmate dignity, just tall enough to hide a man kneeling on the floor. Duh. That blind spot is where the floor opened. Beneath the shower was a square hole, about 2 feet across. It dropped down to a tunnel a mile long. Not a crawl space, a finished tunnel, lit, ventilated, reinforced with PVC pipe, tall enough to walk through with a small motorcycle modified to run on rails so the diggers could haul out the dirt without making noise. The crew worked for over a year from a half-built farmhouse on a vacant lot, advancing toward the prison without drifting more than a few meters off course. They came up inside Mexico's most secure cell when Marines stormed the farmhouse. The motorcycle was still parked at the tunnel mouth. They found pickaxes, oxygen tanks, a hard hat. They did not find Guzman. Then it got stranger. 3 months later, the actor Sean Penn flew to a jungle hideout to interview the world's most wanted man for Rolling Stone. Mexican authorities watching the meeting used it to track him. On January 8th, 2016, 6 months almost to the day after he disappeared, Marines kicked in a safe house in Los Mochis. 5 of his men died in the firefight. Guzman slipped out again, this time through a storm drain into the city sewers. He surfaced, hijacked a car, and was arrested by federal police on the highway out of town. The mile-long tunnel had bought him 181 days of freedom. The motorcycle never moved again.